And welcome back to Cinema Vino. This is going to be take two because apparently somebody forgot to hit record because it's amateur hour over here.
Yeah, everybody. Welcome
podcast
back.
So nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Twice.
Yep. First podcast.
Yep. Y'all will bear with us because Travis is trying to get us demonetized. So
that's why he's going to say a lot of naughty words. So enjoy that. We are drinking Gherkin?
Rowan Gadda.
Gherky?
Gherick.
I'm having flashbacks. It was like, I mean, is this the Matrix? Yeah. It's like, what is happening?
We had a really good shtick going on the first time.
We were killing it. It was hilarious.
It was like vintage Johnny Carson.
Yeah, Byron, awesome.
I'm manufacturing it all again. Quit fucking it up. Go.
Okay.
You mean quit pooping it up again?
Oh. We are drinking a Petit Syrah.
Ooh, petite, which means small.
Which we can't. Yeah. The moment's
Garçon
gone.
Means boy.
Look, I said that earlier, and Taylor almost had wine come out of his nose.
I did giggle.
Mm-hmm. It didn't even record it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I needed that on camera or on...
Tape?
On tape of some sort.
The thing I've learned, like playing, you know, instruments as an amateur person, it's like, when I play by myself, it's the best thing on earth. It sounds like Bach is playing a piano in my room.
I love it when you play by yourself.
But it's like when somebody's listening...
It's always the best that way.
It's like poop on a cracker. It's like guaranteed that no one, it's a disaster.
It's like when your mom walks in when you're watching a TV show and it's been totally normal up till now, but now it gets really weird.
The sex scene?
Yeah.
It's like Top Gun, Tom Cruise, Kelly McGillis, when they start like kind of rolling around in bed. It's always that kind of moment.
Playing volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, mom always liked that scene.
Yeah. My pillow's rising up.
And that is like the scene where is it Val Kilmer checks his watch but flexes his muscles at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's strong.
I had to lay my Teddy Ruxpin across my lap.
Okay.
So, what movie did we watch?
I have a lot of follow-up questions on that, but I'll be in part two.
I'll take those off the air, please.
Yeah. This was going to be the family-friendly episode.
Yeah. So back to this Disney movie.
And ironically, we watched a family-friendly movie-ish.
Yeah. Oh, you were talking about the wine.
Yes, Gherick. It's a Petit Syrah.
Which means small.
It's a Petit Syrah, and it's a big, burly, you know, wine you could do with a big, elaborate, heavy meal. Uh-huh. It's a nice, full-bodied red from good. Sonoma County. And, it's nice. It's not as heavy and meaty as what we were drinking last week. You know, we were doing, like, the Zins and stuff. It's not as heavy-bodied as those, but
it has some finesse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little more velvety. But
velvety.
Yeah, exactly. So this week we're doing Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. And again, I went through all these notes before. We're going to do it again because we are definitely recording this time.
Tell me more.
This was released on March 18th, 1997, directly to VHS. It was originally slated for Christmas 96 release.
Sorry, I just feel. I think I've already heard all this. Now I just feel like you're just a teacher reading the notes to the class. It's like, hello.
It's like, is anybody else getting like hints of Groundhog Day?
I love it though. I'm here for it though.
We're a time loop.
Yeah,
here we are.
Okay,
again.
I've got the teacher's edition. It's like,
yeah,
there are nouns and there are adverbs. Can you give me an example of an adverb, please?
So anyway, it went straight to VHS.
PEMDAS. Yes, it went straight to VHS. Spring of '97. And Rick Moranis, only returning cast member from the previous two films.
And I have quibbles with that.
Quote,
again,
unquote.
It has a 75-minute runtime.
Which I was thankful for.
We awesome. Appreciate.
Yeah. Need more of those.
Yeah, we do. We do need,
We've covered all this. But yeah, it kind of gets in and gets out. It's not a great movie, but it definitely goes in a hurry. So it definitely...
It has a good pace.
Yeah. It does.
I think just the start of the film, we're not, I know you have a plethora of notes there, but I do love how the movie started, and I think it just said Disney Presents, boom, the title. It was like, there was no introductions, no nothing. They were just like, here you go.
Honestly, that's the way it used to be.
I love that. It was like, there's no like,
no elaborate just like, title sequence. Yeah. There's no pomp long front credits.
Yeah. It didn't even say Walt Disney. It said like Burt Disney.
So how much did it make in relation to the other two movies?
Okay, so rundown here. First film.
89, right?
89.
Oh.
First film had a budget of 18
million.
$18 million. I think it got up there.
It did.
220?
Yes, exactly. It's like, yeah. You've heard this before.
But I love it, though. It's like...
Guys, in about 2 minutes, we'll get back on track.
Yeah, yeah,
we've already done focus all this. Here.
Yeah, the giggles.
Yes,
second movie got $22 million.
The first movie was the highest-grossing live-action Disney movie ever made at the time of its release. Second film had a budget of $40 million, grossed $96 million, so less, but still profitable. This film had a budget of $7 million and went straight to video.
But last time
that
Sean pointed
still
out
pops.
That,
still
that pops. It might be better because that's when
it was the peak of the VHS era.
World, yeah.
You know?
It was the Mary-Kate and Ashley twins, like the
like the Mary-Kate universe.
Yeah,
the Mary-Kate's diverse.
Yeah.
I also want to know where was Ernest during this time? Because
in Egypt.
Well, Scared Stupid is by far a masterpiece.
I was on a road trip one time, and we were trying to figure out which VHS series had the most sequels.
I had about a bumper sandwich.
And it really came down to Mary-Kate and what's his name?
Ernest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ernest had so many fucking sequels.
Oh, yeah.
Each one better than the last.
Yeah. Of course.
He went to school. He got scared straight. He went to Egypt.
He went to jail.
That's the episode where he chews on the pin in the jury box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he gets like ink electric powers.
I do know that he did play basketball.
And one of them.
Slam Dunk, yeah.
Yeah. And Ernest Slam Dunk.
Oh, Air Buds was also a contender for most sequels.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you did say he went to the Army, right?
Yeah, he went to the Army. He went to space.
Saved Christmas.
Yeah.
So the point is, it's not a bad time to straight to video movie.
No.
I mean, Disney was pumping those things out of time.
And some of those did go to theaters. I definitely saw Ernest Goes to Jail in the theater.
Also, and it was also the rise of the Disney Channel, right?
It was.
97 was right around the time the Disney Channel
started. Zach and Marion.
Can we just say this movie had an abundance of green screen? There was just like a lot of.
You mean they weren't actually
in
a bubble?
Yeah. It was. I could see a lot of green screen. It looked like it was the most difficult shot, maybe most expensive, is when they're going down like the race car, like the slide or whatever.
Yeah,
I was looking for where did they spend the money? Maybe on the Daddy Long Legs.
They clearly didn't.
Yeah,
it was $8 million.
$7 million.
Yeah, $7 million. Yeah. They probably spent a couple of that getting Rick Moranis to get out of the house.
Yeah, that was the budget. Rick Moranis.
And
then
probably about $75 of that went to the green screen effects that they filmed at a weather station, probably.
Todd, if you're done, can I start talking shit?
Oh,
or do you have more?
We have a couple more quick notes,
God,
then we'll.
Damn it, Waffle.
So this was directed by Dean Cundey, who actually was a cinematographer on Jurassic Park and Back to the Future. So,
and they're like, it's time for you to really shine. With
this it's time for you to step up with the third Shrunk the Kids movie. This was Rick Moranis' last on-screen appearance.
Oh, I saw that.
1997. And he
so far.
No, I mean,
His wife passed away in 91. He stepped away to help raise his kids. And obviously this movie probably helped make it easier for him to retire.
Yeah.
But then I guess he did a bunch of voiceovers. He did Brother Bear, which I never saw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's had a couple of
stuff. Moranis.
And then he is coming back in a new fourth Shrunk the Kids movie. And it's supposed to be, it was already supposed to be out, but COVID delayed it.
Yeah.
So it's still...
Honey, we shrunk the grandkids?
I think it's just called Shrunk.
Shrunk.
Yeah.
But it is supposed to be out apparently next year. That is the rumor. It will begin filming. It will be his first film on screen in 25 years.
Yeah.
It's about how you got smaller as you
for age. Ghostbusters Afterlife.
As far as I know, he is not.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I think that was speculated. I don't think that was ever confirmed.
Yeah. I don't believe he is, unfortunately.
Or he's under wraps as, you know, they want to keep it close to the vest.
So, Trav, what did you not enjoy about this film? Just go.
First of all, they recast the mother.
Yes.
I was not a fan of her. Marcia Strassman, you know, hashtag not my wife of Rick Moranis.
that hashtag is going to catch on.
Yeah.
Well, that's going viral.
That was the main thing I noticed right up front. I was like, fuck, did they recast? And then, there was nobody else. Yeah. Like, obviously, I knew they weren't going to have the same kid from the first one.
Yeah.
But it would have been nice.
Yeah.
It would have been enjoyable. That's my biggest
Okay. Wow, you that's really, the big one. You really built that lead. Up.
Yeah.
Yeah. For that.
Did you also take notes?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Huh. Didn't show.
Huh. Another interesting thing here was that this movie was co-written by Joel Hodgson, who was the host of MST3K. And he left MST3K apparently probably to write this movie.
Is he the first host? Or
he was the first host.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
I think he made the wrong choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad.
He went from making fun of horrible movies to actively one. Participating yeah. in one.
It's like the Thanos, like, grabbing the glove, like,
yeah,
I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
Should have gone to the head.
So, Tay, what did you think about this?
This was your movie, by
so,
the way.
And so, and honestly, yeah, I don't remember. I didn't remember much of it, but I did like revisiting it. And I will say, movie's obviously terrible. But it does match for that time frame and what it was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. They did not fuck around. They're like, we're going straight into this with little to no story. Yeah. We're going to leave these kids alone. But after you had mentioned, like, Mary-Kate and the whole time frame of what it, that made sense, because the main characters kind of towards the end became the kids.
Yeah.
They were like, well, the mom and dad are shrunk, and so are the aunt and uncle, and they're just going to be doing their thing.
Yeah.
But now we got to see these kids. They're like, we got to save this kid's life because he has a potassium deficiency.
Yeah.
And it was like, and that, I'm no doctor, but, or Google MD, but that was a very weird thing.
That's the only part I remember to this.
Yeah. Film. And then it was the girls, which, I mean, honestly, wow. I mean, for all the things that, you know, 2020, 21 have brought us, me too. What a really strong 13, 12-year-old girl, like, to stand up for herself.
Yeah.
And we're basically being attacked by some
really important lesson about consent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, wow, actually.
She learned an important lesson about consent, but then she grew up and then was in a sex cult.
Where, yes.
Yeah.
I found put a pin in
well,
that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, okay. We'll
come back around.
We'll do it. Where are they now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. But, the film itself was just, I mean, I will say it needed to be probably 10 to 15 minutes shorter. An hour would have been perfect.
Oh, 17 like, minutes would have been perfect.
Because it was like they totally knew what they were doing. Now, thinking about it with all the VHS, they had that extremely long car scene where they were just going around, speeding up. And I'm like, well, we all had those when I was a kid. It's like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And it was just all these little things.
I had the shark.
The Hot Wheels crossfire?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely had the Hot Wheels crossfire.
Yeah.
And the street shark?
Yeah.
Definitely
had I wouldn't let you in my house if you didn't have that.
Yeah. Oh, the shark car, too. I had one of those.
Oh.
No. Well, anyway. For what the film was supposed to, I mean, they did what they were supposed to do. They were like, hey, you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
They're going to shrink themselves.
Yeah.
And
they're going to shrink the
budget.
Here
you go. Yeah. And here you go.
Mm-hmm.
And the title of the movie is Honey,
you know,
We Shrunk Ourselves.
And
and you know what? They did that.
To be fair, they actually physically didn't shrink themselves. It was the damn pool balls.
Exactly.
I was like, they didn't really do anything.
Croquet balls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I couldn't see them being a big croquet family. Wow. But also, one of the funny things I did like about it was when the kid was looking for peanut butter, and Rick Moranis, as a good father figure, decides, like, oh, there's no peanut butter? Here, I'm going to grind up some peanuts in the coffee grinder and serve it to you.
Yes.
And it was like,
there's still grounds in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
It's like, what the hell?
And that was Alfalfa.
Yeah.
It was.
What's it that?
His name is Bug.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That kid's name is actually Bug. I looked it up.
That's sad.
Huh.
And then I think Shauna pointed out in our little text, but it was like Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Yes, yeah, one of the kids. Yeah.
Definitely the worst case scenario 14. For a child actress. Like, one gets really popular on that 70s show.
Yeah.
The other joins a sex cult after getting really popular on a TV show.
Mm-hmm. Really popular?
Moderately popular. Yeah, popular somewhat. Enough to be a leader on like a NXIVM sex cult.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somewhat known.
And I guess I didn't know that.
Known. Not well known, but known.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew I recognized her from like Smallville.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I from the sex cult.
I recognized her from the HBO thing. I was like,
I thought I saw her around at the little sex cult.
Where did I see her? Oh, yeah, prison. That's right. It's a small world.
It is when you shrink yourself.
Yeah, pun intended. Yeah, honey, we shrunk the jail cell. Where am I going here? I had something else to say. But let's talk about the, first of all, the chili volcano.
Okay.
Sean, go.
Yeah. Well,
the weenie men.
I do want to talk about the chili volcano because I don't know if you've ever made a volcano. Yeah. You don't do it by microwaving chili in a balloon. And then, tasing it, popping it? What did they do with it?
I don't think they did anything.
Yeah.
And like, I remember I was watching it, and I was like, they were just chatting, and then all of a sudden, they're like, chili. Here we go. Yeah. And I'm like, you can see the balloon, and I'm like, wait, what? But why is the chili coming out?
I'd like
out?
To take a moment to talk about the physics of Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the chili volcano is probably the least egregious a violation that they had of physics. But the continuity of they were supposed to be 3/4 of an inch tall, mm-hmm. right? And they were not consistent. Whenever they shrunk the tiki guy, they could not see it with the naked eye. Yeah. They had to get a magnifying glass and find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They shrunk themselves down to a proportional size. And then they were the size of a button sometimes. They were the size of like a cockroach another time. They fit into a Hot Wheels car.
Cockroach was scary as shit, bro.
That was.
Yeah.
That's where that's all the
where
money
the budget
went.
Was.
That's mm-hmm. where cockroach. The money went.
Yeah. And the daddy long legs.
And the cockroach. Yeah. And the daddy.
Mm-hmm. Which for their house, being as large as it is impeccably clean.
Yeah.
You have two bugs and you saw that railing they went down like a slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had that in real life in your house, that thing would be dusty as shit.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was very upset about the continuity of their size.
Swiffer couldn't cover all that.
No.
That's a lot of nooks and crannies.
For some reason, what I kept thinking of, like, I would really love to see Kevin McAllister shrunk in his own house with Buzz's tarantula out on the loose.
So like, So kind of like a fight?
Yeah, but I also want to see him in, like, shrunken size.
See what he can do?
Rube Goldberg-type machines to attack, robbers coming into the house.
Yeah.
Yep. Where was I going with this? Rick Moranis?
Chili.
Oh.
So the terminal velocity of a shrunken person.
Yeah.
We were discussing this. Is this, if you're a shrunken person, can you die if you fall from a great height? Because they seem to imply that you could. But I think when you're that size, you don't have the mass to kill yourself if you're jumping from that height.
Yeah.
No. Like a squirrel can fall from terminal velocity and survive, which means that you can drop them out of an airplane. They're fine.
Yeah. And sadly, somebody's probably conducted that experiment.
Yeah.
Probably. But I'm just saying, if you shrink a human being down to that size, there's their physiological reason that they would die if they fell? Because I feel like they could have just jumped off the stairway instead of getting into a bubble machine.
I feel like we should go ahead to our special guest on this podcast. Are we getting Bill Nye on here. Bill Nye, science guy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey.
Bill. Oh, that's right. We're not famous. We can't do that.
No.
Anyway,
I'll stop.
You guys ask him online.
I'll stop about the physics of Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves. But it is the era of they made this movie so you can set it on the TV and put your kids down and like not have to worry about them for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Or an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all this was.
Oh, yeah.
How many falls were there? Because there was one where I was like, they just fell on like the actual ground, like not into laundry, not in like.
It was the one where they fell with the fishing reel.
Oh,
where they were going down,
it.
And then it like just let go.
And it stopped.
They just fell. They were fine.
Yeah.
Dusted themselves off, and then they were like, oh, we're exactly where we need to be.
Mm-hmm. They should have died many times.
I don't think so. I think physics-wise, they'd be fine.
Interesting.
Because they're just so little.
I think they're just used to human-sized physics.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're the size of an ant, like you could fall and you'd be fine.
Yeah.
You ask Paul Rudd.
That's true.
Well, exactly.
Man.
In Paul Rudd, I don't think he has fall damage. I think he can jump from great heights and he's fine.
He's indestructible.
He fell out of a bathtub and then cracked the tile.
Yeah, exactly. Because he has the same mass of a giant person.
Now,
which the conservation of mass in this movie is questionable.
Yeah, at best. Like, if you're talking about like the size of Ant-Man, like yes, I can go all day. Rick Moranis, Wayne Szalinski. I don't know what that shrink gun's doing. I don't know what's up with that.
Project Green Lantern trying to.
Yeah, that was very interesting. I was oh my God.
Yeah.
Just two guys holding their shirts up, rubbing tummies.
Yeah.
Can we get a better actor for his brother?
God.
Yeah.
I don't remember how many things
I'm sorry,
that guy
I'm sorry.
Has
Are you
been
complaining
in?
About the quality of this movie?
I'm, you know what?
$7 million.
Mm-hmm.
All of the parents I hated except for Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
I mean, no, the other mother was pretty good. Like, I've seen her in some stuff, but other, like, the uncle, the
I will make
brother.
This note. If someone is unconscious, don't shove bananas in their throat.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like the Seinfeld thing. Where
I'm looking at you for a reason.
Sean, say that again, but slower.
If you are unconscious, if somebody is unconscious, don't put a banana in there.
Don't shove bananas in their mouth.
Yeah. Don't do it.
No, plantains are okay.
Higher potassium.
Yes.
Or like if small it's the chips.
You could do like little cuties or something, but not
like a gherkin.
Also,
you could do some gherkin. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But also, while this child is presumably dying, everyone else in the room is just, you know, they're just partying it up. They're having a blast.
And now that's like, what I call music 10.
Yeah.
That's what they're dancing
they're to. Doing their own
that
thing.
That was like now that's what I call music 2. Oh,
yeah.
It was popping.
Oh, yeah.
Also, broccoli, better source of potassium than bananas.
Ooh.
Yeah. So if someone has a rare potassium deficiency that causes them to, for some reason, pass paralysis for like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Go with broccoli. Don't go with bananas.
So I don't like the little tree part on broccoli. Like, I'm okay with the trunk, but like,
the
it's a texture thing for me.
Yeah.
But it's the trunk that makes you gassy if you're not too careful.
I mean, now I know why I like it so much.
It's also sweeter. It's the sweeter part of broccoli.
But so
sweeter the broccoli, the sweeter the cheese.
Darker the broccoli, the sweeter the fruit.
That's what they say out on the farm, you know.
Anyway, I know we yada yadded over the volcano, but can we get back to
Hot dog titties?
Wiener tits?
I just want to throw out there that I've been making hot dog volcanoes since I was 30. Those guys are amateur hour.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what I took issue with was the hot dog people and the, you know, boys.
Is that the weirdest sentence you've said all day?
I mean, was
so
the wiener tits on the
they were busty,
the mother. And it was, and then we got like a close up. Like, yes, of course, I screenshotted it, and yes, of course, I sent it in text message to all my friends. To I didn't want to spoil the movie, but I just had to let them know why I was going to be saying wiener tits a lot. And if you want to discuss it with us on any of our social medias, please throw in the hashtag. Wiener tits.
Yes, please.
W-I-E-N-E-R.
Yes.
Tits.
Let that go viral.
Wiener
tits. And if we're going to get banned off of social media.
Let it be for wiener
tits. Let it be for buxom, weenie-titted people.
Dude, I didn't do it. Rick Moranis did it.
Exactly.
Rick Moranis kid did it.
Kid did it, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So, do we have anything else to discuss about this movie? I mean, obviously.
The only thing the rollerblades while they were still in the house. And I was like, why the hell is this kid going upstairs in these damn rollerblades with a potassium deficiency?
That,
like, get your shit together. Exactly. Get your head together.
Yeah, what if they didn't have bananas?
He was wearing a helmet earlier. Look, backwards for one.
Yes.
They foreshadowed. They said, don't wear your rollerblades in the house. He went upstairs, collapsed, and then started walking down the stairs. They missed a great opportunity
to that get him to foreshadowing.
Fall
yeah. And then on they just his never fucking, used it.
Like face down those stairs. I wanted that kid. I almost stopped myself. No, I wanted that kid to break his neck and learn his fucking lesson.
That movie gets really dark in the third act.
And
Timmy dies.
And then they try to feed him bananas. And they're like, that's not going to fix a broken neck.
Stop feeding me bananas.
They get him in the hospital. He's all like wrapped up and stuff. The doctor's like, all right, let's get some Chiquita bananas in here. Start feeding him.
You know what?
Nurse, banana stat.
They missed. Yeah, they missed out because they could have done a fourth movie where they shrink themselves, go inside his body, and then do that classic thing and, like, repair it.
It's like inner space.
You're just thinking of The Magic School Bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
With Miss Frizzle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. That's an interesting mashup. I like that. Yeah. I like where we're going with this. I thought for sure you were going to talk about, like, taking some bananas inside of his body and just delivering potassium that way.
Oh, God, you should be a writer.
Interestingly, grapefruits are very high in potassium, so they could cut up a grapefruit and squeeze it.
Anybody else have any food facts about legumes?
I'm not 100% sure what a legume is.
He was in charge of legumes.
Legumes would be a green bean. Or if you missed a that, peanut is actually a legume.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that line. But he was like, Mom, brought a peanut butter. He's like, go get your father. He's in charge of the legumes. And I was like, what the hell? And I was like, why is he in charge of peanut? I was like,
around.
Yeah. That could have been some interesting foreshadowing if they gave him like a big old scoop of peanut butter.
Yeah.
Also, guys, I don't know how much time we have left, but did you sense there's trouble in the marriage?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How uncomfortable that they were.
Because it was
like,
that fucking tiki.
I need a goddamn vacation from my husband because he has this tiki torch and makes too much money.
And why did the tiki thing get? Why did he blow it up for the backyard?
Yeah, exactly.
It was like, well, I there's, I did something to the backyard. And he's kind of like, why?
First of all, he is censured by the FDA, and he is flaunting his authority by growing a tiki in his backyard.
Yeah, exactly. That's some Easter Island shit, too. That's some weird voodoo you bring in the house. Yeah.
Some Elon Musk just, like, making fun of the government thing.
Yeah. Also, can we see where he got that thing? How do we know that's not like a weird shaped egg that's got like a gremlin in it, like a mogwai?
We're about to find out next year.
Can we?
Yeah,
can
exactly.
We Rick Moranis
shrunk
and then get like a mogwai shipped to his house that then gets blown up and then also shrunk.
Yeah,
and then gremlins.
Ooh, the new batch.
I like that.
Yeah, honey, I shrunk the gremlin.
full on crossover movie.
Yeah,
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 yeah.
With Kevin McAllister.
Oh, this is
get shrunk and has to take on the, yeah.
Get shrunk, dunk nasty.
It's all in one big universe, not like it, or one small universe.
Kevin McAllister versus the Gremlins. One of them has to get shrunk. Who wins?
I don't know. There's so many rules with the Gremlins.
So Kevin McAllister, normal size versus Gremlins, normal size. Kevin McAllister.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the wherewithal.
Kevin McAllister,
better with the bow and arrow.
Shrunk versus Gremlins, normal size.
Kevin McAllister shrunk?
Uh-huh.
You just made him more dangerous.
All right. Kevin McAllister, normal size. Gremlins, shrunk.
You know what? Let's go to the end game here.
Yeah.
Kevin McAllister versus Batman. That's what we're really getting to.
With prep?
Are we just...
Yeah, yes. Kevin McAllister with prep.
And Batman no prep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That's Kevin McAllister.
Especially if Batman's coming into his house where it's just like, what are all these ornaments doing here?
It's not Christmas.
Hold on.
But is that a tarantula?
What if Kevin McAllister is in Wayne Manor? So Bruce Wayne knows where stuff is, but he gets prep time in.
Look.
How do we know Kevin McAllister is Robin in the first place?
Yeah.
Oh.
I like it.
Oh, or he becomes a Joker.
Actually, he would be like the Riddler, like creating the super intricate, like, again, Rube Goldberg type devices to fight Batman.
I mean, tell me that doesn't sound like a supervillain line of like, you guys give up or you're thirsty for more.
Yeah.
That sounds like taunting the hero.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I think McAllister versus Batman, with McAllister getting prep time, I might give that to Kevin McAllister.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm leaning that way. I want an argument the other.
Well, all he has to do, KM, I'm calling him KM now, all he has to do is just put a bat on one of those damn paint cans, and if he swings that towards Batman, he's done.
Yeah.
He's gone. He freaks out. He gets hit in the head. He's out. He's gone.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's it. All right. Okay.
All right. Final thoughts?
Oh, yeah.
Honey,
we shrunk ourselves.
Something. I forget.
We watched a movie at some point.
Yeah.
And we actually talked about it for a podcast and a half because I didn't hit record the first time around. So.
You didn't hit record again?
Yeah, we're good this time.
Okay.
We're cruising.
There is no podcast.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually record us talking. He just tells us he does.
Sick fuck.
He just wants us over here to hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of my own elaborate Twilight Zone experiment. But this has been another episode of Cinema, you know.
It has been.
In all of its glory.
This has been good.
Yeah.
It's been a great episode.
Yeah. We've had fun with this terrific movie, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Available now on Disney Plus.
Yeah. As with all the other Shrunk.
Shrunk Universe.
In big end movies, yeah.
Can you hit us with one more fun fact before we leave?
I don't know if I have. That might have been
I've got one. After this movie, they did a short, like, video. I saw it on the IMDb. And I don't remember what the name is. Hold on, I've got it.
And actually, I can hit you with a fun fact really quick.
Beat me.
Every movie in the Shrunk series was directed by a different director, which shares in common with the next movie we're going to watch, Blade 2. Every movie in the Blade trilogy was directed by a different director. Every movie in the original Star Wars trilogy was directed by a different director. So just drink all that in and enjoy.
Soak it in. All right, and the name of the... Nope, I fucked that up.
Okay.
So, and yeah, again, the Garik, you tell me how the hell I'm supposed to... You guys look at this and on the social media and tell me how I'm supposed to pronounce this. I don't know. But it's Petite Sirah, Sonoma Valley. It's terrific.
It's delish.
Petite means small.
Means boy.
In 1994, there was a short called Honey, I Shrunk the Audience, which I think was a short for actual Disney.
I was going to say that's ride. Disney World.
Yeah.
World Adventure.
Yeah.
Something. Because that was between the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was like
no,
how
that
they.
Was 94.
Uh huh.
It was the 97. 2 and 3.
97 was the last one.
Yeah.
The one we just watched.
Hot beans.
But it's kind of like how they did Lava the T-60 or whatever, the Terminator. It was supposed to be like in 94, 95, James Cameron actually did it for like a Terminator ride. Mm-hmm. They had Schwarzenegger. They had, I want to say, Linda Hamilton and Ed Furlong. And Rob, they had all the main cast come together for like a 20-minute, like, basically ride that you're on, 3D ride.
We're going to pay an extra $100,000 to just be bored for a day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was like, they spent something crazy, like $20 million making it. This one, like, little short movie. It's crazy.
So, in closing, it's hashtag Wiener Tits, W-I-E-N-E-R.
Tits. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Oh, with C-A-R.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I could devour a buxom weenie person right now.
In 2020, that meaning has very different things.
Yeah, where's my chili volcano?
A lot of beans in that chili.
That's a lot of beans.
There were a lot of beans flowing down that mountain.
For the amount of money that, you know, they were given, they got their money's worth. They got a lot of groceries.
They blew
got
the budget.
Their money worth of beans.
Please make that the picture for the podcast. Just
You can Photoshop Travis's face onto that.
They blew the whole budget in Hormel beans.
I hope they ate that, though. That's a lot of fucking beans.
You don't want that to go to waste.
Wait, how many? Is that 3 hot dogs to make that busty woman?
I mean, it's 2 for the important parts.
Yeah.
This has been another episode of Cinema Vino.
Yeah.
And we thank you very much, Sean, Tay, Trav.
Are those Vienna sausages for our arms?
And come back and join us next week for Blade 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
And yeah.
And more hot dog.
And more
talk.
Hot dog reference. Yeah, we're going to kick off that whole thing with talking about weenies. Yeah. So.
Hashtag wiener tits, y'all.
Exactly. So see y'all next time. In like a lion and out like a, what was it?
Not with a bang, but with a whimper.
Exactly.
In like a lion.
So, bye. To learn more about Cinema Vino, check out our website at cinemavino.net. You can also listen, rate, subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere you choose to listen to your podcasts. My movie reviews are available at toddwoffordmovies.com.